This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it, your health and your life. Now, back pain is something that reaches so many Americans. Matter of fact, they say that about 95% of people will experience back pain at some point in their lives. And they're saying now that actually, of course, I've been kind of teaching this for a little while, they say that you can actually eat away some of your back pain. A lot of back pain can be caused by inflammation. And inflammation, remember, whatever happens in the gut sometimes happens throughout the rest of the body, or many times actually. So John Spolino is a physician of the Laser Spine Institute, and he said, left unchecked, inflammation can run rampant throughout the body and cause all kinds of issues, including low back pain. So one of the best tips that you can have are dietary. Number one is to fight back by eating your vegetables. Most plant-based foods includes things like flax and chia seeds. Probably best to lower the inflammation when combined with omega-3 fatty acids, a lot of rich cold water fish like salmon, mackerel, and sardines, herring, cod, and tuna, and trout. So a lot of these contain strong omega-3 fatty acids that will help lower the inflammation. Also, olive oil, green tea, and brightly colored fruits and vegetables can help along the way. So a lot of great tips. Think about that, just to eat away some of the back pain issues if you cut out the inflammation. So our anti-inflammatory diet is a very strong piece to lay that foundation when you're looking at back pain. Not all the time is it just some, you know, pulled muscle or segments in the spine that could be out, but a lot of times the inflammation can be coming from the gut. Lifestyle providers or healthcare providers in your area, you haven't heard about those, check them out. Go to the website and find someone in your area to help you live a better lifestyle. John, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
I've been taking Angiosteen for a number of years. I wish to know, are the ingredients in Angus beef natural and good and healthy for the body?
Well, it just depends. Angus beef, you know, it's got a lot of different varieties to it. It's just kind of an overall brand, if you will. But you have to always look for, in my opinion, this is what I think is the best, personally. You always want to look for grass-fed, hormone-free, as far as the key phrases and key words and organic on the labels, if you're truly looking for that high quality or the highest quality and highest grade available as far as from the natural and organic side. Now, Angus beef itself is a great quality and you know, sells very well. A lot of people really, really like it. So that's why it's marketed that way. But if you're going more for like my natural approach, getting away from the hormones and all that, you want to look for grass-fed. Grass-fed, hormone-free, those are the key phrases that you want to look for. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or, of course, go to the website. Now, acne is something that could really hit anyone. Everybody thinks about it when you're a teenager. But what about as an adult? A lot of adult onset acne we see quite a bit. People get in their 40s and 50s and start getting acne and pimples. And they're, you know, it's one thing to have a midlife crisis, but not when it comes to your skin. So to keep your skin in, clean and healthy, some of the dermatologists came together and listed out some habits that you need to avoid to keep your skin clear. So number one, you want to avoid washing your skin too often. It's important to keep your skin clean, but be careful because your body actually has, your skin produces natural oils, and you want to let those natural oils you know, work and do what they're supposed to do, moisturize the skin and create protectants. Because as you wash your skin, it causes the body to produce more oil to try to catch up. Sometimes that can work against it. Now, washing it at night before you go to bed is great. Morning and, you know, in the morning, but just don't do it throughout the day. No need to. Unless you've worked out and, you know, played in some vigorous activity, that could be a reason for it. But, yeah, be cautious with a lot of the skin. I guess the soaps and the potions and the lotions, be cautious with that. Because remember, whatever you put on your skin, 75% goes into the bloodstream. And then also, you don't want to be putting too many chemicals on there because eventually they can end up drying it out. You want to utilize your skin's naturally occurring oils and properties that can work very, very well. And another one is don't rub your skin too hard. You don't want to vigorously rub your skin. You want to be very, very cautious. If you use any exfoliants, you want to be careful with that because it may worsen acne-prone skin, actually can irritate it and dry it out. Now, another one is not cleaning your sweaty skin. So after a tough workout, you don't want to just let the perspiration just dry on your skin. At least rinse it off after sweating. You know, take a shower after sweating. Don't just let it sit. That can be a great way to keep the skin much, much healthier. Now, another one is picking at your skin, popping pimples. Now, again, when I was a teenager, definitely guilty of that. And, you know, but you don't want to do that because it's squeezing the pus deeper into the skin, creates scarring. And you want to keep your hands off your face, let the pimples go back down the sides with the help of an anti-acne lotion or cream. But really, a lot of these come from the inside out. So one of the greatest tips for skin, if you're dealing with any kind of acne issue, is to heal the gut from the inside out. So you want to put the right kind of bacteria like probiotics back into the digestive tract. You can get a great probiotic called Theralac. It's really, I think, one of the best, university tested, and has all kinds of research behind it. Of course, biochemists have made it that are just the most natural source and strand. It's, in my opinion, in my research, is one of the best. But yeah, Theralac.com is where you can find that. But yeah, using that will really help clear the skin. It's been known to be very supportive at keeping the skin clear. Skip on the shampoos. If you've got oily hair, the oily hair can seep down in your face, can cause pimples. So make sure you wash your hair. Keep the excess oil off the forehead, face, and back. Again, that's if you've got the excess oily hair. And then, of course, getting the hair products. Be cautious. And I'm a big fan of using organic skincare products and personal care products. Aubrey Organics is a really good brand, and Jason's Naturals, and there's Avalon Organics. There's a lot of great companies out there. So choose one. Go to your health food store, find, and just clear out a lot of the standard chemicals, which are really toxic to the body, and look at a lot more of the natural-based chemicals. The natural-based skincare products can be very, very helpful. Healthy Home Company is another great one for a lot of these toxic skincare products, toxic-free skincare products. You can go to healthyhomecompany.com and check them out as well. Stopping your acne treatment, too. If you've got a prescription medicine, especially if it's an antibiotic, you've got to take it all the way through. But there's some other medications out there that are a little bit stronger, and your doctor may have you on it. So follow through with what they're telling you, but look at some natural options as well. Bring those to the table to your dermatologist. Challenge them and see if it's something that they would be okay with you using. Again, you don't want to be on medications forever, right? So you want to figure out it's okay to manage our health, but you got to look at what the root cause is. The root cause is what's going to lay out your overall foundation. 888-283-7272. We're coming right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. I'll jump in and answer more of your questions as well. And also some new fitness tips. Not only help drop the belly fat, but also that weight on the hips. What do you do? We'll talk more about that when we come back. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To
find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's when McCaddy lost sight of it. That little white pallet has never been found to this day. But it went straight down the middle, like they say. Whack down the fairway, it went smack down.
If you're looking for a place to come where you can learn to live a better lifestyle, to thrive again, to not be stuck in the same old, but to really begin to live a better life, you've come to the right place. That's what this show's about. We're going to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Our choices determine the kind of health we're going to have. And if we can make better choices on a regular basis, then you can really begin to take life to that next notch. And you can. You don't have to be stuck where you are. You really can make it if you build a good lifestyle plan. June, you're with us next. How can I help?
I am presently seeing a neurologist for MS, and I was taking a pill form of treatment as opposed to a needle, and I much prefer the pill. But I'm out of the pill, and my hands are tingling and going numb, or they feel like they are. And my daughter says, Mom, that could be arthritis, but I'm out of my medication. Should I take my medication? Should I call and get more medication? Or should I see someone for my hands for maybe arthritis?
Well, I would do both. I mean, you want to get you want to look at the medication. I mean, if they put you on it, your physician, you need to go back to that physician that put you on it and you know, and build a good and build a, either a stay on the game plan or tell them you want to do a different plan, whatever it might be. But that's really important. I mean, focus on that. You want to build a good solid plan no matter what. And then also from the hands and the arthritis, I mean, I think it would be good to have them evaluate it, but you might want to go to a different physician to get a fresh opinion or a different opinion about whether your body actually needs it or not. You know, again, it might be a deficiency. It might be inflammation building up in the digestive system. And there could be a lot of reasons why your body's doing that. So I would get that looked into first and foremost. And it can be something simple, like a nutritional deficiency, but getting it looked at is the key. Janet in High Point, North Carolina, says, recently, my white blood cell count was elevated. And, of course, my doctor says it's a little bit of an immune system issue. What should I increase to be able to support that? Well, you want to follow what they're telling you first and foremost, but there's a lot you can do for your immune system in general. I mean, vitamin C is great. You can look at vitamin D3. So getting a blood test done to have that checked out is very, very important. Sometimes B12 can be helpful, but at the end of the day, for your immune system, you got to focus more on your eating habits and lifestyle habits. So exercise, believe it or not, more so than focusing on vitamins and minerals, can be a bigger piece because of what it does to the overall immune system. It raises endorphins and it raises the body's recuperative and recovery ability to be able to support. So I would look at that first and foremost because, again, it really comes down more than anything to your day-to-day habits. Because the immune system can drop, but it drops for a variety of reasons. Too much sugar in the diet, processed foods, and then not really getting the nutrition that your body needs on a regular basis. Again, every now and then, you know, two or three meals a week, you can kind of eat whatever you want. But for the most part, you've got to do sustained work to get the kind of immune system support that your body needs. And it's not just... people look at supplements and they say, oh, I'll just take this and build the immune system up. It's better to get it from your nutrition and get plenty of fruits and vegetables. And then, of course, lean quality protein sources at a good level. And then your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados, getting the right kind of fats in on a regular basis is such an absolute key to winning that battle. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to the phones and talk with Rose. Hi, Rose.
I had a stroke 2 years ago, and I would like to discuss electronic stimulation for pain control and, you know, anything y'all can recommend for the stroke pain.
Well, that type of therapy can be helpful. People get really good results with it. So, again, it's going to come down to personal preference for that. And talking with your physician, and you guys make a good decision on what route you want to go in that direction. But I will tell you, in these type cases with stroke, you always want to get your nutritional assessment done. Make sure there's no toxic buildup in the body and that you've got plenty of or total amount of the nutrition that your body needs so that you're not having an issue with some of these. Because, I mean, the challenge with stroke is there's so many different avenues of where it could come from. And until that gets looked at and until it really gets evaluated, that becomes the overall challenge. So when it comes down to deficiencies, get that checked out with lab work and then go from there. Because that's going to give you a good solid piece of what to look at. And I mean, there's hair analysis for heavy metal buildup in the body, and that can be a big trigger. A lot of could-bes. Get the testing done, and that's where a lot of that lies. All right. Now, a lot of nutrition experts won't eat. There's some top foods that are just absolute no-nos. People, most nutritionists and dietitians don't care if you cheat a little bit. And actually, we need to. I think it's actually good for us. But there's some basics that you can really, really stay away from, and there's a reason. A lot of the, number one, the processed meats. A lot of the processed meats have nitrates, which are very, very toxic to the body. And, of course, they allow for certain amounts of those. But you want to be very, very careful. You want to limit the sodium also. Remember, 2,300 to 2,400 milligrams a day is the average for the typical adult. And then 1,500 milligrams if you're 51 or older, or if you're African-American, or have high blood pressure, diabetes, or chronic kidney disease. Have to be really careful with sodium. And then, of course, sugary coffee creation. So the fancy blended drinks at the coffee shops, loaded with sugar. I mean, unbelievable. Loaded with sugar in a big way. So use stevia. It's a good option. If you're going to drink your coffee, drink it black. Switch over to green tea. That's a great option. Again, coffee's not horrible, but just keep it limited. Another one is margarine. Switch over to real butter is a better way to go. It actually, real butter can help lower the LDL and raise the HDL cholesterol, the opposite of what we always thought. Processed pastries, a lot of the breads and cakes and crackers, you want to avoid those. There's just not a, there's really no health benefit whatsoever. So the other, a lot of the canned frostings and the sugar packed cereals, again, switch over to whole foods. It makes the biggest difference. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Mexico's foreign minister says his country will deploy 6,000 National Guard troops to its southern border with Guatemala as part of an effort to stem the flow of migration. He says talks between the U.S. and Mexico will continue on Friday in an effort to avert tariffs on Mexican goods that will kick in on Monday unless the border issue is addressed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told senior Democrats this week that she'd rather see Trump in prison and not impeached, according to Politico. The president had a few words for Pelosi on Fox News.
Nancy Pelosi's a disaster, okay? She's a disaster. And let her do what she wants. You know what? I think they're in big trouble.
Also overseas for a D-Day ceremony in France, Pelosi made her point.
I don't talk about the president when I'm in the country. That's my principle. So I'm going to go there.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You got to have it.
When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Whatever you're struggling with, we are here to help. We're here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. It's all about lifestyle. Check out our website, too. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, they can help you along the way. Team members are growing all around the country. And our on-call radio app. If you're looking for an app where you can listen to the show, don't want to be tied to the radio, you want to listen on your phone or your iPad, you can do that. Just go to the store. It's absolutely free. Costs nothing, but can give you great benefits. Now, our food of the hour, one of my favorites. Again, this food has been touted for years to raise your cholesterol. And everybody said, don't eat them. Stay away. The reality is eggs are powerful. A lot of great health benefits. Omega-3 support. So, again, so much has been knocked with eggs about saturated fats and that sort of thing. But now, of course, there's a great availability of eggs that are unusually rich in omega-3 fats. Eggs get their high levels of omega-3s, and they're just extremely beneficial. A lot of healthy fats that can help. Of course, like the pasture-fed eggs, it can provide the hen with clover and alfalfa, which are two examples of strong legumes that are rich in omega-3s. So the pasture feeding can double the amount of omega-3s in an egg yolk. Powerful. So as a group, they did a big study, and the eggs showed mixed results. Part of the difficulty that researchers had when trying to determine the pros and cons of egg intake was the tendency for participants to consume in other foods high in fat or saturated fat along with eggs. For example, at breakfast meals in the U.S., eggs are often served with bacon, sausage, or ham. So the simultaneous consumption of those can cause all kinds of issues with cholesterol. So it's very hard for them to really piece it together. Another complicating factor in the egg research was the fiber-free nature of eggs. So eggs don't have a lot of fiber in them, so it was tough to really link those to a real issue with cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and cancer. So these factors created different views. However, they did do a total study, and they've shown no increased risk of either heart attack or stroke in conjunction with egg intake up to 8 eggs a week. So interestingly, these studies have also shown the ability of egg intake to increase levels of HDL, that's the good cholesterol. Not only did egg intake increase the HDL molecules, it also improved the composition of cholesterol as a whole. So you got to look at that. I mean, that really is the strong component in there, and it's got a lot of choline in it. The egg yolk has quite a bit of choline. The choline helps to raise acetylcholine in the brain, helps with memory, helps with overall brain function, helps to lower the HDL or the LDL cholesterol too. Another big issue or big topic that they found is that with type 2 diabetes, people did very well. The apolipoprotein E and the high levels of apolipoprotein C3 in the blood was determined in the lab testing, which they know helped with type 2 diabetes and also with the cholesterol issues too. So, you know, evidently right now the study is, there's tons of omega-3s if you get more of the pasture-fed hens or the eggs from the pasture-fed hens. And then also we know that's going to help heart health, also with blood sugar levels, and also can raise HDL. And the average, they say, is about 2 whole eggs a day based on this study is deemed beneficial and actually good for our health. So pretty exciting. Eggs are back, which they've actually been back for a long time, but I'm pretty excited to see studies around them. We know they've been good, but we want entire science community to validate that and to understand that as well. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to this website. Let's go to the phones. Amanda, you're with us. How can I help?
I have a pain all the time on my left side, underneath my left rib cage, and they can't find anything. And now the pain is starting in my back on the same exact location as the front.
Well, if they can't really find it, and you got pain in the side and it wraps around, say from the back of the spine to the front, you may have what we call having a rib that's out of position. The rib head can, it's very slight, but it can actually move out of position. And when that happens, it can create quite a bit of pain. So you want to be careful with that because it really can be quite the challenge. But yeah, that's one area you want to look into. And I would be really careful with that because if somebody needs to work on it, whether it's an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician, even physical therapist, but somebody needs to get in there and take a look at it because that can be quite the challenge and can create some bigger issues long term. And you want to avoid that as much as possible because the pain and the inflammation can be steady. And again, if they've medically looked at it and they've run the test, know that it's not something organic going on internally, that's good. You want to make sure that that's completely ruled out, so you don't have any challenges that way. But I would look structurally. And typically there can be a pretty strong structural issue that could be causing that. And that would be a good place to really start and make sure that that's pretty much ruled out. All right. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. We're here for you every single day. That's what the show's about, is to really help support you and give you a place where you can come. Because at the end of the day, it's tough. It's tough to walk through this whole journey of health and not know what to do, not know which way to turn. And, of course, everything now on the Internet and within a lot of the different health shows is challenging. So to have a good gauge and way to take your lifestyle plan, that is a key. All right, Justin, you're with us next. How can I help?
Wondering if you ever heard of the Hilda Clark version of gallbladder liver flush.
It's a good one. I mean, it's basically for the liver gallbladder flush, you're going to do freshly squeezed apple juice, or not freshly blended apple juice or juiced apple juice, and you do that in a mixture with water, about half and half, and you'll do that with some cayenne pepper, and also you do it for about 3 days, and you drink almost a gallon of it for 3 days, and then at the end of it, you do about 4 ounces of freshly squeezed lemon juice and 4 ounces of olive oil, extra virgin, about 2 hours before bed, and then you end up passing a lot of the gallbladder stones. And, yeah, I mean, it's helpful. It is. People get really good benefits from it. So I would take a look at that. I mean, also, you've got to figure out why the gallbladder is doing that and look at your overall nutritional profile and your eating habits and all. I mean, all of that plays in and plays a big role. So you want to get that evaluated and looked at as much as you can because, I mean, at the end of the day, with the gallbladder, as long as there's no major stone blocking the cystic duct, you should be okay. But it's just about getting everything functioning at its peak level. You know, again, that is where a lot of the medical evaluation comes in, where they can kind of check that. And they can check through some of the basic testing the efficacy of the gallbladder and how well it's working. But yeah, I mean, the flush never hurts. Most physicians, you know, in traditional medicine won't buy into it that much, but from the alternative world, that's always been kind of a gold standard. If you start getting that crampy kind of pain over on the right-hand side, you've had it medically checked, because I'm a big fan of that, making sure that there's no, that the ultrasound, everything that came out clear, and they're just kind of telling you to watch it and keep an eye on it. Typically, that can help quite a bit. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web. Kidney and thyroid cancer rates are actually up with U.S. children. It's kind of alarming. Although the overall rate of cancer in American children and teens remained stable during the last decade, the rates of thyroid cancer and kidney cancer seem to be on the rise. Now, the rate of thyroid cancer saw annual increases of a nearly 5%, and the specific type of kidney cancer that's most common, called renal cell carcinoma, had an average increase of about 5.4% per year. So it's scary, Dr. David Siegel says, to see an increase, but these cancers are overall very rare, and the increases are very small. So this is based out of the oncology department of the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. We don't want to give a message that's alarming, he said, but from 2001 to 2009, the overall rate of cancers among children and teens remained stable to about 171 cases per million. And all the researchers did look at the reasons for the increases. They looked at obesity rates and all the different testing, like the x-rays, CT scans, and the like. So they put all that together, and this was all published in the Journal of Pediatrics, but they said cancer is still rare in children, which is a good thing. And he said there's no reason to panic, but he said that we are seeing rates rise. Also, cases of melanoma skin cancers have dropped, so that's the good news. But a lot of the rates have decreased. But they're going to keep an eye on this. This is all based out of some research in Atlanta. But the challenge is, I mean, to see kidney and thyroid issues, cancer for that matter, go up in our kids, we've got to look at the environment, in my opinion. And toxins in the environment, from chemical toxins to a lot of the chemicals in the food supply and, of course, in the water supply, over 400 chemicals in the water supply in some areas that the Environmental Protection Agency and the Environmental Working Group have noted to be cautious of. So again, environmental factors play a role, and we have to be aware of that and do everything we can to protect ourselves and give our kids the best options possible for their overall health. 888-283-7272. Coming up, we're going to jump in more questions about your health and some new research you don't want to miss. There's some fitness tips to help melt the fat away. We'll be right back. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores
take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website. Our team members can help you along the way. Now, if you smoke before fatherhood, check this out. They said men who smoke before becoming a parent may put their children at an increased risk for asthma. This is a new study that's out. Researchers show that asthma was much more common in children than whose fathers were smokers before the conception. A child's risk of asthma increased if the father smoked before age 15, and the risk grew longer if the father smoked. Well, the findings showed an association between a man's smoking history and asthma risk in the children. Again, this was done by the European Respiratory Society in Munich, Germany. But the study is important because it's the first study looking at how the father's smoking habit, preconception, can affect the respiratory health in children, which is really fascinating. So given the results, we can presume that exposure to any type of air pollution from an occupational exposure or chemical exposure could have this effect. So it's important for policymakers to focus on interventions targeting young men and warning them of the dangers of smoking with other exposures to their unborn children in the future. Animal studies have suggested that a father's exposures before becoming a parent can harm the offspring. That's always been a big topic. But it's interesting, that's for sure. And again, we always get on to the mothers for not smoking during pregnancy. But guys, it's up to you as well. And create the right environment so that there's no issues. Because again, you got firsthand smoke, which is from the person smoking. But you got secondhand smoke from the person ingesting. You got thirdhand smoke, which, you know, can be coming from the actual person itself and the clothes and all of that. So all of that can be quite the challenge along the way. And it's just, it's interesting how all the process works. So something to think about, that's for sure. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give us a call or go to the website. Let's go to Terry on the phones. Hi, Terry.
I have advanced prostate cancer. I'm doing everything I can to kind of push the finish line down the track, including running 3 miles a day on a treadmill, making raw vegetable juice, drinking green smoothies with a lot of cruciferous vegetables. I was just calling up and maybe to ask for some advice.
Well, I will tell you this. I mean, first and foremost, your attitude's fantastic. Your goals are fantastic. And just because something is deemed advanced or last stage or whatever, stage four, don't let that reign true in your head, because you're doing everything right. I mean, if your eating habits are like they are, organic, hormone free, the best you can, you know, green drinks, getting your alkalinity up, plenty of fruits and vegetables throughout the day, juicing, blending, getting those high level nutrients in. I mean, that in itself is just amazing. And that alone can be one of your greatest tools to really win in this game. Exercise, getting your immune system up, not doing it too much, but, you know, vigorous for short duration. The research behind it is staggering for what that does to our health, to our cells, to make them healthy and to build up our immune system all the way around. I mean, it's one of those deals that, you know, you're asking me what else you can do. If you have that good, solid nutritional foundation, I would tell you to get somebody to coach you in it. If you've done a lot of self-research, that's great. But you want somebody that's dealt with cancer, plans for cancer, eating plans, understanding how the body works, because you can get 75% of it right yourself, but I think that last 20-25% really needs to come from somebody that's a top expert that can guide you and monitor you too. It's one thing just to say, well, here's your diet plan or eating plan, lifestyle plan, whatever. But it's another to really monitor you and to go with you day to day and make sure everything is where it needs to be. I mean, that is an absolute key in understanding how to make that work. I would make that a top priority to have someone coach you along the way. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Just give us a call or go to the website. Now, water is really good, right? We talk about water all the time. 75% of your body's made of water. If we don't get enough water, we can become dehydrated, have all kinds of health issues along with that. But too much of a good thing can be deadly, they say, for athletes. Deaths of two high school football players in Georgia. The players died of exercise-associated hyponatremia, which occurs when athletes drink lots of fluids when they're not thirsty, and the too much fluid intake causes the cells to swell with water, resulting in muscle cramps, nausea, vomiting, seizures, loss of consciousness, and even death. So a high school football player in Georgia drank 2 gallons of water and 2 gallons of sports drink during practice. He later collapsed at home and died in the hospital. The other football player was from Mississippi and developed hyponatremia during the game and died after being taken to the hospital. According to the study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, this was laid out. The researchers noted that hyponatremia has been confirmed or suspected in more than a dozen runners' deaths in recent years. This was done at Loyola University Medical Center. While drinking only when thirsty can cause mild dehydration, the risk associated with dehydration are small. And he said no one has died in the sports field from dehydration, but the adverse effects of the mild dehydration are questionable. So interestingly enough, cautious underwater intake, typically half your body weight in ounces of water each day, is a good rule of thumb for getting the proper intake that you need. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.